Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September 29th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is Hour 2 at 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. The blueprint for liberty, the supreme law that I am, the Constitution, is our guide, along with the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers. It takes a good, honest, moral people to stand for liberty, ladies and gentlemen, with a little bit of knowledge of what an American republic really is. The founders knew it was a grand old experiment, and it's been successful thus far, but man, we're losing ground. And we're losing ground because we don't have a knowledge of how it works. We're losing ground because we're turning our backs on God. We got to return to God, family, and country. Welcome to the show. Kurt Crosby's with me from the road. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, Kurt. You know, from time to time, I go down a list of my favorite sources for news, and I mentioned for a long time that it's not in this order necessarily, but I look at Liberty News Daily. I look at Russia Today. I look at Drudge Report. I look at The Blaze. I look at our buddy Michael's site, What Really Happened, Michael Rivero. I look at InfoWars from time to time. I look at a lot of different news sources, and I've got my favorites, but I'm starting to quickly add another one of my favorites, which is Daily Caller. Do you know a lot about the Daily Caller, Kurt?
You know, I couldn't really tell you who's in charge or whatever there, but, you know, it seems to have some tidbits that are pretty interesting occasionally.
Yes, they do. And they've been fair to Trump. Now, Breitbart I like quite a bit. Again, it's varying, right?
Yep.
But these sources have a lot of good news. And at least they're not declared, I don't know what to say, enemies, if you will. I mean, they're not just blatantly in the tank liars and deceivers and evil with a narrative. They're at least, even if we don't agree with them all the time, I at least think at least they're good people and they try. Even if we don't get it right on everything. And that's kind of why I like Michael Savage. I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff, but he's a lot more hard-hitting and a lot more fair and a lot more honest than many of them. But it's a news opinion site, thedailycaller.com. It was founded in 2010. It's available in English. They're in Washington, D.C., Kurt. And the owner is the Daily Caller Incorporated, or Inc. And they talk about the founders, a guy by the name of Tucker Carlson, Neil Patel. The key people there are Tucker Carlson. I guess that would make sense. He's an editor-in-chief. Neil Patel, publisher. Vince Coglianese. I don't know how to say his name. He's executive editor. Paul Connor, deputy editor. Scott Greer, associate editor. Robert Mariani, opinion editor. Christian DeTalk, sports editor. Caitlin Collins, entertainment. Alex Pappas. P-A-P-P-A-S, Alex Pappas. He's a senior political reporter. DailyCaller.com is their website, just like it sounds. They've got an incredible rating on the internet. And it's pretty interesting, Kurt. I don't really know these people, but it's a politically conservative American news and opinion website based in Washington, D.C. And Tucker Carlson is a libertarian conservative, Kurt. He's a political pundit. Neil Patel is former advisor to former Vice President Dick Cheney, which concerns me a little bit. They say it's profitable without buying ever an advertisement for itself. anyway, they got staff and contributors. They got blogs and columns. They got their political stance. Anyway, it goes on and on. But they talk about the Fox News controversy, Kurt. That's kind of interesting. I guess in March 2015, the Daily Caller columnist Nikki Koss quit after editor Tucker Carlson refused to run a column critical of Fox News and coverage of the immigration policy debate. Carlson, I don't know if you know, often or also works for Fox and didn't want to be critical. Journalist Neil Monroe quit. They've received all kinds of awards and everything else. Anyway, I digress, except for to tell you, some of these news sites have a lot of conservative news. But, Kurt, it really depends on their sources, their origin, on how pure they may be. In other words, our first idea would be, you know what, these guys are great. They write some great stuff, but you better be careful. It's kind of an interesting tidbit. But I bring this all up to say we need to learn, Kurt, and this is kind of the point, that everybody is at their own level of understanding. And everybody gets funding from very unique sources. And everybody has ties and experiences and a past that relates them to things. So just because Tucker works for Fox, that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. And just because he doesn't want to beat up Fox right now because of the relationship, that doesn't mean he's a bad guy. He might be doing the best he can given the circumstances he can, but he knows full well, hey, my little startup got funded by Fox, and I'm not beholden to Fox for it, but I also don't want to, like, cut ties to Fox for no reason. It's the same thing with Glenn Beck or a Sean Hannity or a Michael Savage or a, okay, we cut our teeth in radio from a guy by the name of Chuck Harder, who used to work for all the big networks. And then he felt the velvet hammer and taught about that and left. And I still never agreed with Chuck on many, many, many political issues, Kurt. He was a lot more Democrat than I would be. But again, it's not a matter that we agree 100%. It is that we kind of evolve and grow and learn to defend America, learn to focus on making America great again. Donald Trump is in a different scenario. I don't know how true blue his heart is, Kurt. I can't judge his heart. I don't want to be the guy to do that. That's up to Jesus Christ. But I can decide when he does something right, I support it. When he does something wrong, I don't support it. And I can do that with everybody around me. And when Sean Hannity stands up for Trump and says the mainstream press is bogus, look at these other polls over here, Sean Hannity's right. When he rejected the Ron Paul winning the polls in yesteryear, he was wrong. Michael Savage, when he gets shut down on ABC for strange political coup-type reasons with an effort to shut down Donald Trump, that's wrong. But it's a learning experience for Michael Savage. When Glenn Beck gets snookered, you know, backing Cruz and then now feels bad and apologizes to his listener. Hey, man, all these guys have to learn somewhere, somehow, sometime. Anyway, I bring that all up because the Daily Caller is reporting some pretty interesting things, Kurt. They're the ones that reported this issue about this girl that Hillary's promoting that's supporting her campaign that Donald called a pig. She's a porn star, Kurt. And she's a bad girl. I mean, she drove a getaway car for a murder and she threatened to kill her boyfriend and such. I mean, this girl's not a saint, to say the least. Now, that doesn't excuse Donald's comments regarding this gal. But when you start to put it in the context, you say, man, Donald's involvement in this is the tamest piece of it all. My response to Hillary is, you know what? You can have this gal as your campaign supporter if you want to. She's got a pretty bad past. I wouldn't want her linked to my campaign, but whatever. Just don't let your husband meet her, though, because that might go all kinds of wrong from experience. I'm just saying. Now, the reason I bring this up is the Daily Caller hit another one out of the park, Kurt. Headline from the Daily Caller says this. Exclusive. Hillary failed to take highest security training at the State Department in 2009. Hillary failed to take the highest security training at the State Department in 2009, but she got the clearances. So the highest level of security training is mandated by the State Department for the proper handling of the government's most classified or secret documents. The Daily Caller Foundation under the Freedom of Information Act pulled the documents, Kurt. And, well, now we know why Clinton may not have been able to protect the most deeply guarded secrets. She didn't understand. She didn't have the training. Clinton also intentionally violated State Department rules when she insisted on using her own email, etc. More details in seconds.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live. We're talking about this Daily Caller article. Exclusive. Hillary failed to take the highest security training at the State Department in 2009. They don't know why she didn't take it. But with the fiasco that followed, it's obvious that she either did not understand or literally didn't care. But they say that Hillary's servers could have been hacked. Now, earlier this year, former Defense Intelligence Agency Director Michael T. Flynn told the Daily Caller News Foundation that, hey, Hillary's security clearance should be revoked. Wow. What do you think of all that, Kurt? All right, we lost Kurt. So we'll there you go.
Sorry about that. So your question is, do we have a problem with Hillary and state secrets? You know, I think all this is just more of the same. You know, you and I would be held to a certain standard if this happened. But Hillary just figures, well, you know, it's me. I don't really have to take this training. And as Rush Limbaugh calls her the smartest woman in the world, she probably even wrote the book on all that training, you know. And so then she wouldn't need to be there. I mean, because, you know, she already knows it, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, she wouldn't have to be paying the price for it because, you know, they'd give her a pass on it.
Right. Well, Michael Flynn says we got to revoke her security clearance, and this is one of the things that I think Donald should have brought up. Turns out that Flynn is really one of the supporters of Donald Trump now. But I bring this up because, look, it's clear that her security clearance should be revoked. Therefore, she would not qualify to be president, Kurt. This is serious business, folks. She laughs it off and she's like, what about your tax returns, Donald? Being unwilling to release your tax returns is not a requirement or a law of any kind. Sure, it might be a good thing. It might make people feel better. I get it. But that compared to literally compromising national security because you didn't take the course. Now, who allowed her to not take the course that everybody else is required to take, Kurt? Who failed to have Hillary take the highest security training required by law? See, heads need to roll over this, Kurt, but Congress doesn't have the guts to get to the bottom of it at all, as far as I can see. They're just like, we got the government to run for a couple of more days. We all caved and sold out, and at least the government's not going to shut down. And what a failure. Anyway, Michael Flynn telling the truth at least that, hey, we need to shut down Hillary's security clearance. That ought to be a fact check for sure. Anyway, all right, Fiat Chrysler's in the news. Kurt, I got excited for a whole 5 seconds.
Oh, yeah?
USA Today wrote the piece. Headline says this. Fiat Chrysler adds 700 jobs to the Michigan pickup plant. And USA Today, and everybody's touting that as, see, Donald doesn't have a clue. We're adding jobs in America. It's all fantastic, right? I thought that was incredible for at least 5 seconds till I read the rest of the article, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
Do you know why?
What happened?
Well, the company then says that a 400 and $4.6 million grant, along with an $11.4 million tax break, are critical to keeping the jobs in America. In other words, it sounds awesome, but when you figure out the 4.6 plus 11.4 million, how much is that? $16 million is given in government favors for Fiat Chrysler to keep the jobs in America for how long, and the details of which we don't even know. But Kurt, if you take $16 million and divide it by 700, what do you get? I mean, it's a lot of money for those jobs, my friend. It's like crazy. Right? $16 million divided by 700. It's $22,000. And so you can say, oh, well, you know what? They're going to get paid more than that the first year, Sam. It's a win, win, win. It's great. But how long will the job stay here? What other subsidies will be required in the contract down the road? And should government be doing this at all?
Good point.
And so at first they're like, oh, Donald doesn't even know we're bringing jobs back. But when you start to realize the handouts, it's kind of like the solar energy debate, Kurt. I love solar energy, wind energy, any new clean energy options I'm willing to look at.
Yep.
But when I find out the only reason that energy solution's even on the table or can possibly succeed is the government steals from the taxpayer and subsidizes corporations, I start to say it's a fascist lie.
Great point.
And pretty soon I'm not for those ideas. Not because I reject that it could work, not because I don't think that it could be good, But because that's not the proper role of government. It's not acceptable. So literally a $4.6 million grant, $11.4 million tax incentive is what's keeping 700 jobs here. Now it's crazy. Anyway, I bring that up, Kurt. Any other comments on this one?
Well, you know, you've got just the same old stuff about, at least when it comes to trade, you know, the only reason typically companies are moving to certain areas is, you know, they look at the bottom line, Sam. And, you know, we shouldn't be shocked about that. We should just understand that, look, in order for us to compete, we've got to not run businesses off either because we charge them more in, you know, taxes and all these other things, and or regulation. We hassle them more with, you know, people bothering them and telling them, you know, this got to be done and that's got to be done. You know, people kind of want to have freedom and they want to have a profit when they're business people or whatever. And they will employ people if they can do those things. Whether you're fiat or, you know, some little company or, you know, big companies, it's all the same. They look at the bottom line and say, hey, can we make a profit here? And is our profit here as good as it could be somewhere else? You know, and that's what basically encourages businesses to stay or to go.
Well, and the interesting thing about that, Kurt, is when you say, can we make a profit? Part of the response and the proper role of government would be, we're not going to subsidize or promote, but what we are going to do is create a level playing field. When we know full well that other countries are not playing by the free market rules, then we will make sure that we create a level playing field. So let's say that China decides to make these cars and literally sell them on the market for $5. Now, I know that's an extreme example, but it makes the point, right? And so to stop cars from being sold for $5, because nobody can be sustainable that way. And if governments are funding the difference, it's not a free market. It's not a fair game. It's not a fair playing field. Well, anyway, and so the United States would say, we're going to slap a $20,000 tariff on that vehicle. Because we're not going to let you subsidize with the government, violate the free market, and dump. Because what will happen is, you'll destroy the free market. Nobody can compete with that. And so we get into a scenario where the government would create a proper role of a level playing field. That's what Donald's talking about. Now they're running around saying Donald doesn't have a clue. We're bringing jobs back. But when you study the underneath, behind-the-scenes scenario, it's a lie, Kurt. We're doing what communist nations do. Subsidize industry. Play games with funding. Pit one company against another and violate true competition. It goes on and on. Wow. It's tragedy. All right, quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt, News the Networks refuse to use straight ahead on your radio.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Employees of the bakery department at the Walmart in McDonough, Georgia, refused to decorate a thin blue line cake for a police officer's retirement party, reports Fox News cultural commentator Todd Starnes. According to the reader who tipped Starnes to the story, the daughter of a police officer, the baker told me the blue line cake was racist. After the bakers likewise rejected an alternate design, the 21-year-old woman said that she would simply find another baker who would accept her business. After being informed of what had happened, the store manager contacted the disgruntled customer to offer a $50 gift card, an apology, and a cake free of charge. The substitute cake, according to the woman, doesn't look professional. Walmart needs to make this right, and they can start by delivering a professionally decorated cake to the police officer's family, Starnes insists. The three cake decorators need to be told either decorate the cake or be fired. It is unacceptable, he concludes, for Walmart to employ, quote, a bunch of low-class anti-cop bigots. If Walmart decides to fire the bakers, it should be purely a business decision based on customer service considerations, rather than as punishment for offending the sensibilities of police and their supporters. Being a police officer is an occupation, not an innate characteristic, and criticizing the actions of police or law enforcement as an institution is not bigotry, whatever the merits of that criticism. Starnes has been among the most vociferous defenders of Aaron and Melissa Klein, the Oregon couple, who declined to make a wedding cake for a lesbian couple. Apparently, he sees police as a specially protected class. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've been watching this story for quite some time. What, Kirk, close to 20 years now? Who are we talking about? We're talking about Alabama Chief Justice Mr. Roy Moore. As you know, he was the guy that stood up for the Ten Commandments. Absolute stellar job, but he got literally fired and shut down by political hacks and inside thugs trying to destroy America's freedoms. However, Judge Roy Moore eventually came back. The people loved him. He got elected once again, and now the epic battle continues. This time, not necessarily over the Ten Commandments, but over the gay and lesbian marriage issue. And so on trial, Alabama Chief Justice Roy Moore. Bob Umra with WorldNetDaily.com, or WND.com, I should say, has an update, Kurt.
That's right, Sam. You'd think old Judge Roy Moore would just give up. You know, I mean, he's supposed to just kind of go away. He's been beat up so many times. And yet, man, thank goodness he just continues the fight, the battle. You know, and when you read down in the piece, you find out that not only are the, you know, homosexuals after him big time because of his stance for morality and, you know, God, God's way of marriage and all that kind of thing. Well, our buddies at the SPLC seem to have, they kind of have it in for Judge Roy Moore, Sam, which I guess you could just say makes me feel good to know that we're in the same company, huh?
Well, all I can tell you is I hope he wins. And what this article mainly talks about is, at first you would think this is just about Roy Moore and his actions, but Kurt, it's about really attacking the conservatives, the Christians, the right, the constitutionalists, the principled Americans is what this is about. And when you start to dig into the Southern Poverty Law Center's assertions, Roy Moore's defense positions, you begin to understand we've left the discussion long ago. What this is about is trying to shut down a justice for standing for what he believes in and for standing for what is right, and to do so by hook or by crook. In other words, to do so by literally abuse and slander and manipulation and perversion of the truth on this discussion. And because if they deal with it in regards to authority, then Justice Roy Moore wins completely, Kurt. But if they ignore authority and shift the argument to you know, Roy Moore is not doing what mainstream government in bed with the Southern Poverty Law Center wants, that's what they're making the debate, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. And the same people who want to make sure that we're all tolerant of their views, we're all, you know, not mean to them, or we don't say something that upsets them. Well, the same people, they certainly don't want to hear from us. They don't want to hear from guys like Judge Roy Moore about his views and his reasons for standing up as he does. You know, they're just not too tolerant, or they're not too allowing of choice when it comes to the choices we want to make, are they?
What do you think is going to happen to Roy?
Well, you know, in my opinion, you know, I think there's a very good chance Roy will be governor of Alabama. You know,
boy, do I pray you're right on that score, sir.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, we'll see. But the bottom line is, you know, the people in these, especially many of these southern states, you got North Carolina with the whole, you know, big deal with the NBA and the NCAA and all that kind of stuff, the bathroom deal. You got a lot of them coming, I guess you could say, coming to the table, saying, hey, we're not going to keep doing this crazy stuff, you know?
Yeah, but we seem to be doing more crazy stuff every second, Kurt.
That's right. You know, certain places are, but, you know, the good news is, at least to me, you know, there are those pockets like Judge Roy Moore of sanity, of, you know, moving forward with stuff you can count on. And, you know, that gives me hope for the future.
Well, I sure pray you're right, my friend, because the next story will knock your socks off. A new report released by the United Nations concludes that the United States owes reparations to African Americans for slavery, especially in light of recent police shooting deaths. The report was produced by the United Nations working group of experts on African descendants strongly condemns America's racist history. In particular, they say the legacy of colonial history, enslavement, racial subordination, and segregation, racial terrorism, and racial inequality in the United States, Kurt, remains a serious challenge, as there has been no real commitment to reparations and the truth of reconciliation for people of African descent, the report read, according to the Washington Post. The group also made the stunning accusation that recent involved police shootings are similar to the brutal lynchings of the Ku Klux Klan and amount to a human rights crisis. Contemporary police killings and the trauma they create are reminiscent of the past terror act of lynching, the report stated. In January, the UN group had applauded the United States for its progress since the Jim Crow era, but argued that America was still ruled by white supremacy ideology and ensuring that one group remained dominant over another. They say that continues to impact the civil, the political, the economic, the social and cultural rights of African Americans today. It goes on and on and on, Kurt. But the bottom line is they say we've got to pay reparations for slavery, especially in light of the recent racially driven police shootings. UN demands the U.S. pay reparations to African Americans. Daily Caller brought this piece to my attention. Now, Kurt, you say that we've talked about this for a long time. This is nothing new, Sam. Come on, this is a non-story. Oh, quite the contrary, my fellow Americans. Let me explain to you why it's a story. Because we about buried this lie and this deception because people had common sense. And now they're backing into the discussion with a new twist. That is, blue against black. Blue is primarily a white institution. I know there's a couple of Uncle Toms in the mix, but, you know, they're a white institution. And the blue-white institution hates blacks and has abused blacks, and this just proves that this abuse continues, Kurt, and that we haven't beaten the race divisions in America. So now they're using this police-inserted narrative to bring the issue back up, where you and I might have poo-pooed it yesterday and said, that's crazy, we're not paying reparations, to where now they're trying to back in and take it international, number one, with the United Nations, not just the United States discussion, but international, and two, relate it to the police officers as well, it's kind of like this. If you rape somebody, it's horrible, Kurt. But if you're their boss when you rape them, it's even worse because you had control over them, if you will. Well, the same thing's trying to be taken here. Because the police have greater control authority, it's that much more egregious. And now they're taking it international to where eventually all it takes is the world to vote on forcing the United States to pay reparations for African Americans. We thought this was a done deal, that it was like, come on, I know it's a goofy idea, forget it, it's not going to happen, to where now they're taking it international and twisted the cops into the mix in a Blue Lives Matter false narrative, to where because of the control that the cops have over the population, now it's justified, and it brings the yesteryear discussion that was off the table back into the mix with teeth. Write it down. Remember who told you first. This is absolute insanity, Kurt. But that's where we are now.
Yeah, so do you expect that, you know, I mean, wouldn't it be great if at the same time we hear a story like this, you'd hear the calls for let's get us out of the UN like we've talked about for years. You know, let's quit paying basically, what, a third of that budget, where we have one vote out of like 100-something countries. You know, it's just...
Well, this falls right into the narrative about trade deals that Donald's made, that we pay the whole bill, whether it's international relations or whether it's foreign policy, whether it's trade deals. We're getting the shaft, and this is just one more example. We have one vote out of many. We pay most of the bill or a significant portion of the bill. And now the United Nations is going to back into and demand that the United States pay reparations to African Americans. It's criminal, Kurt. That's happening. We thought we'd bring it to your attention. But yeah, I expect it to go somewhere.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, Many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So they always find a way to give their agenda wings, Kurt, and they've done it now by backing the cops into a corner. And they also then give it international implications because they know it's DOA in America. America's, quote, still too white, still too KKK-ish. And they got to back into the world discussion to browbeat the Americans into eventually giving reparations for slavery to the African Americans. Now, again, I believe that anybody who's put anybody else under slavery has done wrong. And I believe slavery is evil. That's why I'm for the abolition of the IRS, because we're all slaves to that thuggish, unconstitutional organization right now. I think we ought to free the slaves and abolish the IRS. Amen. To everyone, for everyone, all races could be free from government, tyrannical, unconstitutional, abusive income tax slavery. However, I digress. The reality on the ground is they know they've lost in America, Kurt, because Americans don't feel responsible for the slavery. We look back on it and say it was wrong. We don't endorse or support slavery in any way. Slavery is evil. But I look at William Wilberforce as a great way to move out of slavery without a war literally murdering millions and millions and millions of people. And I also look at it and say, look, we are the agents of change. And the founding fathers were born into a slavery caste system. They weren't responsible for it when they were born into it, Kurt. However, they tried to set the stage. Look at the Declaration of Independence for evidence. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable or inalienable rights. Okay, they set the stage with that document. And constitutionally, they couldn't push for it. It was too political, too divisive, too ingrained into society. But they set the stage, we've done more in America to change and provide freedom than literally any other nation on the planet. Do we still have racial strife in America? Yes, we do. It's horrible. And it's wrong. But part of it's government forcing people to be together. Right? You know, you use the Board of Brown versus Board of Education in 1954, where they literally forced people together. That's not free association, folks. And the bottom line with this whole discussion is people need to be free to associate with whom they choose. And we can make a difference. Now, we talked about this shocking social experiment last hour, where this gentleman went into a white neighborhood and held up a Black Lives Matter sign. And he was politely dealt with, even if people disagreed with him. But he held up a Black Lives Matter sign in a white neighborhood. Then he went to a black neighborhood and held up an All Lives Matter sign. And they literally ran him out on a rail. Modern, shocking social experiment conducted just in the last several days. But anyway, I digress. I'm telling you that they're going to use the police. They're going to use international implications to force this narrative, Kurt. And it's wrong. UN demands that the U.S. pay reparations to African Americans. Now, I wasn't involved in slavery. Neither was my father. Neither was his father. But yet, generations ago, they want to say somehow, nationally speaking, I'm responsible. And I disagree with that narrative. I'm not responsible. In fact, I've been part of the change that has allowed more freedom to more people in the history of the world than anybody. And I never, ever would support slavery. But I will say this. Even the black people that came to America suffered a heavy price, I agree. But their children are free as a result and have every opportunity that I have. Sad to say, in many cases, due to reverse racism, due to reverse slavery, they have greater access to college and situations than I do. Wow. All right. Enough of that, but it was worth covering for sure. Keep an eye on that ball. I'm telling you what, folks.
But Sam, what you need to do is, trodden down the masses now, you know, where it's the opposite of the affirmative action now. So we've got to get our, you know, different lawyers and attorneys, and go after the UN and seek for reparations for us now. I mean, you know, we certainly are being mistreated, if you will.
And I agree with that. I guess what I'd rather do, though, is just simply ignore the past, go forward to the future, abolish the IRS, treat everybody kindly, look forward to the Declaration of Independence, reality being true, which is we are all God's children. God created all men equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. God looks at us as all his children, and we need to behave as such. And pretty soon we just move forward and, you know what? I can't control the past. I can't control what was done. I was born too late. I've done what I can, and I'm looking forward to the future with solutions. With the idea of equality for all that the Founding Fathers advocated for. It took a long time to get here, and we still have a long way to go. But I, for one, want to be on the solution track.
Imagine that. I mean, that's way out idea, Sam.
I know, racist as all get out.
You'll never make a whole bunch of attorneys and judges rich doing that.
I know, but I'll be kind to my neighbors. You know what I mean?
There you go again. I know why the SPLC doesn't like you.
I'll be my brother's keeper.
With that kind of stuff, you can see why they call you a hater.
Run around with random acts of kindness, Kurt. Stand on principle. Do a good turn daily, all the things that I've been taught.
Yeah, yeah.
A soft answer turneth away wrath.
Imagine that.
Run around and they ask for your cloak and you give them your coat too. You know that idea. Crazy stuff. I mean, just whacked out, you know, et cetera.
Where do you get that kind of stuff?
Well, Hillary's in the news, Kurt, because she had an Iraq withdrawal story that's been proven false now. Hillary, it has an Obama-sized hole in it, writes the Daily Caller.
Hillary didn't tell the truth?
No, sir.
Huh.
Donald did, though.
Doctor.
I think Donald probably owes Hillary reparations.
Amen to that.
Now, really... Hillary's Iraq withdrawal story has an Obama-sized hole in it, writes the Daily Caller. And they proceed to say that Hillary Clinton blamed former President George Bush for President Barack Hussein Obama's decision to withdraw troops from Iraq during Monday night's debate, Kurt. The only way that American troops, she said, could have stayed in Iraq would have been to get an agreement from the then Iraqi government that would have protected our troops, and the Iraqi government wouldn't do it. And so, you know what? We had to leave, Clinton said. The problem is that Clinton's accusations create a false narrative, Kurt. That is that the narrative is that this sofa agreement that Bush agreed to tied Obama's hands and that he couldn't do anything about it. But the only trouble is, Kurt, the Clinton resuscitation of the sofa narrative is flat out false. Yeah? Bush 2008 had a plan to get out by 2011, but it was contingent on some details. Even with the stated goal, the caveat was always that its execution depended on the current status of ground operations. Bottom line is, Donald said that Barack getting out so quickly created a vacuum, and in that vacuum, the thugs filled it, and that created ISIS. Well, Donald's narrative is true. Clinton's narrative is a lie, Kurt. And there you have it. It goes on and on and on. It's a big, long article. But again, where's the mainstream press when it comes to documenting reality, Kurt, on the ground? They're absolutely MIA, sir. All right. Anyway, so Hillary's Iraq withdrawal story has an Obama-sized hole in it. It's bogus. It isn't true. Now, by the way, the Chicago Teachers Union, Kurt, and government school, they're planning to go on strike. That's freaking fantastic news, isn't it, Kurt?
Well, yeah, just imagine all those kids being able to have a little family time, you know, maybe get to know their mom, their dad, their sisters, their brothers, you know, and, of course, being out of the godless communist school system, you know, I mean, that would be a plus.
My response is, how do we get them to go on strike longer? And then how do we make the strike just grow from Chicago across the nation, Kurt?
Yeah, amen to that, you know. And it's just such an amazing thing when, you know, you see how that all works across America and how, you know, I mean, basically families just depend on the school system as what I'd call babysitters, basically. You know, they're supposed to be there so that the moms and dads can have a little time off on their hand. And yet, I'll tell you what. Just got to take the opportunity to promote what I call homeschooling and more family time and private schooling. There are solutions, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter if we're talking about honest money. You know, there's a solution to the Federal Reserve. There's a solution to the out-of-control taxes. There's a solution to the education problems. It's just that most of the time, you know, the American people just will not go that far, and they're not given those real solutions, are they, Sam?
As of now, they're not, except for when they listen to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Good point.
However, I would say that more Americans are getting wise to this reality every day.
Yep.
And they are, Kurt, because they see the literal abuse going on in government schools. And they're starting to see that, you know what, those places are not a safe place for your kid if you want your kid to believe in God, family, and country. If you want your children to understand the proper role of limited government and the protection of life, liberty, and property, you begin to understand very quickly that, man, the government school is not a place for my kid. No joke. All right, there you have it. By the way, libertyroundtable.com is our website for live and on-demand radio. Check us out on the Roku player, Liberty News Radio channel, libertynewsradio.com, libertynewsdaily.com. Donate today. This nation shall endure.